America Weekend.
Hey, it's Valerie Smaldone. This is America Weekend. So nice to be with you today. How you doing? My heart was broken last week when I read a report about bagels and lung cancer. Okay? I mean, really? How is this possible? The staple, certainly, of the New York diet, of the East Coast diet, is coffee and a bagel. I mean, that's just your basic breakfast, right? So there was a study that came out that says bagels can contribute to higher risk of lung cancer. That doesn't seem like there's any correlation there for me whatsoever, but I read the article and now I sort of understand it and want to share this with you. Apparently, that folks who eat a bagel in the morning, it will contribute to a 49% higher risk of developing lung cancer, even more pronounced with those who didn't smoke. This study was published early last month. Researchers studied a number of people, quite a large number, studied the lifestyles, which included eating habits, their income, of 1,900 people diagnosed with lung cancer and 2,400 people who haven't been diagnosed with lung cancer. Theory of this bagel lung cancer connection is that a diet that is completely filled with starchy, sugary, high glycemic foods, which bagels certainly are, also white rice, potatoes, well, they make the blood level rise, and that makes insulin. Insulin is created. Insulin spurs a compound that causes cell growth. So cancer is what happens when cells uncontrollably divide and spread, right? So the high glycemic foods could be prompting the growth of small tumors. That was the study, and that was the conclusion. It's not just how many bagels are eaten, but it's the average quality instead of the quantity of carbohydrates consumed that may influence lung cancer risk. So they also say that diets that are heavy in red meat and saturated fats and dairy products can also increase the lung cancer risk. So this is now back to that kind of food that we're not supposed to be eating, the empty calories, the high starches, the processed foods, the high saturated fats. Stay away from that because this is now considered to be a risk for that particular kind of cancer. Interestingly, also in this article, science.mic, M-I-C, is the website, they went on to list lunch foods that are supposed to be healthy but that really are terrible for you. Don't you love to hear that? Isn't that something like, oh, I've been eating healthy all along, but not really. I love wraps. They're so good. They're so light. It doesn't feel like you're eating heavy bread. It felt like a healthier portion of a sandwich, right? Well, the wrap can have as many calories as a personal pan pizza. They're actually oftentimes less nutritious than fiber-packed bread. So again, what are you putting in the wrap? What's in it? Is it high processed foods? Is it a lot of salamis? Is it mayonnaise? That is going to influence. It's really what's in the wrap that they're talking about. This one is obvious, bottled salad dressings. Now, in the bottled salad dressing category, you have enormous amounts of sodium and oftentimes very heavy in fat. Best thing to do really is get a good olive oil, virgin olive oil, and a good vinegar. You know, balsamic is beautiful. Rice wine is lovely. It's nice and light. Apple cider vinegar is very good too. Sandwiches like chicken or tuna salad sandwiches. Why? Because you're filling it with mayonnaise. If you just have it out of the can, you're doing fine, right? Pre-made salads. What's in the pre-made salad? A lot of hidden fats, a lot of calories. It's the heavy dressing, the croutons, and the cheese. And sushi rolls. Now, everybody thinks sushi rolls is such a healthy choice, but eating those rolls, oftentimes you have the mayo, you have cream cheese, they're fried things in the sushi sometimes, so you have to be prepared to stay away from that. Also, having soups that have been pre-made, also a lot of sodium in there, so stay away from that. And finally, veggie burgers. Although we love it, oftentimes they are processed and empty in nutrients. So that's the latest of food to stay away from on America Weekend with me, Valerie Smaldone. Like so many people I know, I have trouble falling asleep. Something's never quite right, and usually it's my position in the bed. It's been an ongoing frustration until recently when I met Mike Lindell and tried his creation, MyPillow, because it's fit for me. The MyPillow doesn't flatten, it doesn't get hot and stuffy, the patented fill stays where you put it, and what's ingenious about MyPillow is that it's fit to your specs depending on how you sleep, on your back, on your side, your size even. I don't have that anxiety anymore when I go to bed because I know that with MyPillow it will be a pleasant sleeping experience. I'd love for you to try this. I have a super offer for you today. Buy one MyPillow and they give you one for your partner free. Not worth spending another night frustrated by your lack of sleep. Call 800-867-0058, use promo code AW, or go to MyPillow.com, promo code AW. 800-867-0058, promo code AW. Do it today.
Big success in a minute with George and Mary Lynn.
According to historian Jane Hampton Cook, in the Declaration of Independence, Thomas Jefferson originally called us subjects, which he later replaced with citizens.
One word put government in the hands of its people instead of placing the people in the government's control.
What was true for revolutionaries declaring their independence also holds true for you. The words you use to define yourself can limit or empower you.
For example, you can think of yourself as just another employee, or you can see yourself as a thought leader in your area of expertise.
Define yourself with empowering words. It leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.